What I Want to Remember. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. What I Want to Remember. Well, now that doesn't seem to be a difficult thing, what I want to remember. But is it? Think about it. What do you want to remember? What do I want to remember? Do I want to live in the now, or do I want to live in the remembrance? Now, it's so easy to wander in our thought, have one thought after another, have thoughts that are sort of tail on tail, and as I'm thinking these thoughts, I'm thinking, yes, I am a wealthy man. Yes, I am a healthy man. Yes, I am a happy man. Yes, I live in a happy world. Yes, I live in a joyous world. Yes, I live in a balanced world. Wow, that's a good one. Yes, I live in a balanced world. I live in a world of peace. I live in a world of goodness. I live in a world of honesty and truth. I live in a world of unconditional love. Wow. Would you like to remember those things? Would you like to remember every single one that I just mentioned? Yes, I would too. I would too. They're in my heart. They're in my soul. They're in my being. I think about them, and I mention them, and I remember them. And then, as soon as I put up another thought, zip, I'm off to a new thought. I'm off to a new idea. I have forgotten what I thought about just a moment before. Now, what do I want to think about? What do I want to think about? What sort of ideas and what sort of thoughts and what sort of dreams and what sort of goals do I want to think about? Good thought, isn't it? What do I want to think about? All right, let's just take one thought. Unconditional love. I would like to remember unconditional love. Well, that's not so cool. If you remember unconditional love, that doesn't necessarily mean you're living unconditional love. That doesn't necessarily mean that you are experiencing unconditional love in all that you do. Yeah, that's true. It does not necessarily mean that you are experiencing unconditional love in all that you do. Now, how do I experience unconditional love in all that I do? Okay, here's where the remembrance part comes up. I have a thought of, my dog. And my dog is a great dog. He's a golden retriever. He's fantastic. His name is Rex. He's just the most lovable, wonderful guy in the world, born in 03. And Superboy. But there are times when I call him and he does not want to come. He has his mind set on something else. In fact, he looks at me and he says, I know you're calling, but I really have something else in my mind that I'd like to do. And I'd like to go and do it. Well, the minute he says that to me with his gestures and with his attitude, I should immediately say, Rex, your first duty is to be with me. Now, come. Come, good guy. I love you. Come. Come. And every time I remember to be ever so gentle, even when he has other ideas in mind, every time I remember to be ever so gentle, he is gentle with me. And he comes. And when I think before I go for a walk, well, I better put him on the leash before I take him on the walk, because if I don't have him on the leash, he's liable to want to go wandering, and not necessarily with me, but to chase every critter on the property here. And why do I want to think such things? Why do I want to have such ideas in my mind? Why don't I remember the idea, Rex loves to be with me. He loves to walk with me. He loves to go by my side. He loves to be by my side. I unconditionally love that guy. I unconditionally love Rex. And when I start mellowing like that, saying to myself, I unconditionally love Rex, he sort of looks at me and says, I think the better choice of mine is to be with my dad and to walk with him and forget my other things. I can do that a little later when we go going on the path. But right now, I would like to walk with him. Now, when I start thinking that he wants to walk with me and not immediately go off on the chase, he wants to walk with me, when I immediately start thinking that, what happens? He immediately starts wanting to walk with me. He immediately starts wanting to be with me. When I want to remember what I want to remember, what I want to remember is Rex loves to walk with me. That's the only thought in my mind. Rex loves to do what I want him to do. That's the only thought in my mind. Well, Herb, why are you making such a big deal out of it? Well, you're just walking your dog, and he loves to walk with you, and he loves to be with you, and he also loves to chase around and do other things. If you have him on the leash, he'll walk right by your side and be just as happy as can be. If you let him off the leash, he likes to wander around sometimes. Well, no, I've got to change my thinking. I've got to change my thinking about what it is that I remember about Rex. When I let him off the leash, does he like to walk by my side, or does he like to wander? Now, whatever thought I have in my mind, whatever I'm remembering, Rex is reminding me of by how he acts. Whenever I have a consistent thought in my mind, the consistent thought is that Rex loves to walk with me when I want him to walk with me. And when I say, go ahead, run and have a good time, then he takes off running 3 or 4 feet away from me. He loves to walk near me. When I don't want him to walk near me, that is when I release him to walk wherever he wants to walk, he wants to walk near me. He wants to stay close to me. Now, why do I have him think that he wants to stay close to me? Because that is what I want to remember. What I want to remember is that Rex always loves being near me. Rex always loves being wherever I am. Rex always loves to be with me doing all the things I do. If I bend over to pick up a stick, he is there in a bound. If I look at the ground and I think to myself, I wonder whose paw print this was. What critter went by here? What being? And I look at it very closely. He is over to see what I'm looking at. He wants to do the things I want him to do. Now, you see, these are things that I have already pre-programmed. And I remember these things. I pre-program these things, and then those things happen. And those things take place in my life, and it's kind of wonderful. Now, the same thing takes place in many other areas. The dog activity is something that I remember. I remember every time I go for a walk, I remember this. Rex likes to walk with me. Every time I say Rex, he comes running up to me and say, yep, what's on your mind? Every time I have that as my memory, that is my thing. Now, I have as a memory that everybody in the world is happy. Everybody in the world is doing what delights them. Everybody in the world is filled with joy and peace and wonder. Everybody in the world is doing that. Wow, isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. Everybody in the world is doing just what they want to do, and they're doing it now. I say, okay, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And that's what I want to remember. I want to remember to always say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. If I hear any conflict, I hear any problem, I hear any attitude that reminds me of unhappiness, immediately I say, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. And saying that brings that right to my mind, brings that right to my attention, brings that right to my experience, and that's what I do. What I want to remember is what I want to remember. What I want to remember is what I want in the now, right now. And I have in the now, right now, because that is what my thought is upon. Whatever it is that is important for me, that is my now, right now. Now, I want a healthy body. Then I must think a healthy body all day long. I must remember a healthy body. I must all the time act like I have a healthy body. I don't know I have a healthy body. My healthy body doesn't say, hey, you're a healthy body. It just is that way. And I have to remind myself, I am very blessed. I have a healthy body. I am very happy. I have a healthy body. I am filled with peace, joy, love, and harmony. I have a healthy body. Wow, yes, I do. I do. And the more I say this, the more I live this, the more I am this, the more I know this. You see, what I want to remember is that I am ideal. I want to remember I am ideal. I want to remember every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I want to remember that I like me. Oh, that is a good one. I want to remember I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I want to remember everything good and beautiful about me. And when I remember that and live in the awareness of that remembrance, I experience every bit of that in all areas of my life. And that's what a master does. And boy, I'd like to be a master. No, I don't like to. I am a master. Everyone is a master. We all are masters, creators of our world, creators of all that's good. We can say, I'm a master. It's silly to say I'm a master because you are, but it's nice to remind yourself. It's nice to remember that you're a master. It's nice to act at all times like a master. It's nice to know that I am a master. A master of my thought, a master of my remembrance, a master of my life, a master of all. And it is wonderful, and it is good, and it is very good. Join me in this awareness. What I do remember, not what I want to remember, that's just a starter. What I do remember, join me in this remembrance. Now I am that what I think about, that what I remember, and that's all that is. Have a lovely day. I'm so glad you joined me. I love you. I love you. I love you.